I read an article in Boston, in the Boston Globe, about Jane Doe number one, Jane Doe number two, and Jane Doe number three. These were three children between the ages of 14 and 16 that had filed a legal case against Backpage.com and the Village Voice for injuries they sustained by virtue of being bought and sold for commercial sex repeatedly online.
Why did you choose the case of Backpage?
There are many films about human trafficking. And when I read about the Backpage case, I thought it was such a fascinating window to look at this problem. Lots of people are concerned with how do we eradicate trafficking? How do we better apprehend the criminals? What about law enforcement? However, nobody had really examined the online platforms and what's their responsibility. The reality is this crime has moved online, right? So there used to be pockets, and this is everywhere across the globe. Now this crime is happening online. And what does that mean for the children? Well, it means that the buyers, instead of a few in the neighborhood, are now thousands of buyers looking online. What else does that mean? It means the advent of technology means that these children are scheduled on the hour by the hour. They are shuttled from hotel room to hotel room. Having now spoken with scores of survivors, child survivors, almost all of them will share that the encounters range from 10 to 15 to 20 times a day. That trauma is unimaginable.
You met girls victims of violence, and some of them are sincerely willing to express their traumatic experience. Was there anyone you met who affected you most?
Oh, Agnesi, that's a really interesting question. I was profoundly moved by each one of these children. Some are now young women because they did not want to share their story. And one of them said to me, "Why should I tell you something that I never want to think about again? This has broken me. What are you going to do with this?" And I looked at her and I said, "That's an excellent question." I said, "Well, I see an injustice, and I will do everything I can to amplify your voice. That's my promise to you." She looked me up and down and she said, "Do you have a daughter?" I said, "Yes, I do." She said, "I'll tell you what, I'm going to do this for your daughter. Would your daughter do this for me?" Oh my God, that was such an emotional commitment, right? That it became incumbent upon me to amplify and raise the voices of these children who had largely previously been voiceless. And I Am Jane Doe, which is now on Netflix, it's available in every country. It's received an extraordinary amount of press and attention. All we've done is raise the volume and a platform for these children and their mothers, and their voices are now starting to reach policymakers so that something can be done.
What is your personal involvement on the issue of human trafficking and sexual exploitation on the internet?
I'm just the filmmaker, right? But I'm also a recovering lawyer. So once we got into the issue, and I was profoundly struck at the beginning, I thought, you know, here we have harm to children, and yet we want to have a free and robust internet. Right? Over time, it became abundantly clear to me that that's not mutually exclusive. You can have a very robust internet, but still have accountability for, let's call them, bad actors online that, at least in the United States, have been protected under color of law. And I think the time for that and the change that ought to happen is long overdue. You know, it's the Wild West online. In the United States, there was a recent court decision that basically said even if a website is criminally complicit, that's conduct. That is no longer free speech. There is no free speech issue when you're talking about criminal conduct. The answer became quite clear. Something has to be done.
Why should people watch I Am Jane Doe?
I think it's important to watch because this is an injustice that has to be addressed. And the film asks the basic question that these children ask, which is, how is that okay? It ought to no longer be acceptable to host advertisements selling people for sex. This is modern-day slavery, and it's not sex. It's serial child rape.